To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a stunning view of a massive cloud formation over the waters of the Gulf of Mexico comes to us from a friend who spent the first day of autumn at Honeymoon Beach near Clearwater, Florida. I just love the sense of wonder and peace that this photo conveys, and considering the marvelous developments in my life recently, I thought a view from Honeymoon Beach was wholly appropriate, as I am filled with peace, joy, and wonder, and contemplating a future with my beloved Tammy Lynn. While our story as a couple has just begun and may appear to be a sudden happenstance, the truth is that when we step back to look at the course of events in both our lives, we can now clearly see that our converging paths were on a collision course and that we are destined to walk together. When we recognize that God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose, we can see how the various twists and turns and ups and downs of our journeys were ultimately leading to today. I was speaking to a brother in Christ last evening as we have drawn closer in our friendship. We have recognized that our journeys are similar, and then we have a burning passion for sharing the truth of God's word and the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ in common. We shared more of our testimonies with one another, and we laughed at how both of us have had moments in our lives before coming to faith in Christ where God's providential hand was at work, blessing us and protecting us even before we agreed to trust in him. Even though we were lost at the time, God knew we were his, and he cared for us and protected us right up to the day when we finally surrendered and made Jesus our Lord and Savior. Just following the twists and turns of one person's life can make your head spin with amazement, as in spite of rebellion, brokenness, and tragic events, that person was able to find their way to salvation and then follow the Lord and his purpose for them. So you can imagine how overjoyed and in awe I am when I consider the fact that God was with both Tammy Lynn and me throughout our lives, working all things together for our good, and how he guided our paths to one another. I told Tammy Lynn after we confessed our love for one another that I was experiencing happiness. Happiness is based on experiencing positive circumstances in your life. I said that because of my faith in Christ, I had the joy of the Lord in my life, even when circumstances weren't so great. But now the Lord saw to it to bring us together, and I have both happiness and joy. So as we go into the weekend, I encourage all my friends to draw close to God, because regardless of the situations and circumstances that we are facing in this season of life, when we have a relationship with the Lord through faith in Jesus Christ, we can have joy. The joy of our salvation, the joy of his presence, the joy over his provision, the joy over our deliverance, the joy over our healing, the joy over his wisdom, and the joy over his love are all available to experience when we are walking in the Spirit. So try to arrange the situations and circumstances of your life to find a little happiness this weekend. You can do that by getting together with friends and family, doing a favorite activity, visiting a favorite haunt or a new place, or just by treating yourself and getting some rest and relaxation. But in that pursuit of happiness, make sure that you bring the Lord along so you can add his joy to your experience. This morning's meditation verse is 1 Thessalonians 2:18 from the New King James Version. It says, "Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us." Today's verse speaks of the spiritual reality of the enemy's ability to affect even the lives of the most dedicated Christians. There is a commonly held belief that the Christian's state of grace makes them untouchable from any negative effects of demonic influence. The rationale behind this is this belief is that because Christians receive the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit at salvation, that the enemy cannot oppress a Christian. Today's verse indicates that this doctrine of freedom from demonic oppression or influence for the Christian is not true. If the Apostle Paul, who was blessed with a missionary spirit like no other and the gifts of healing and miracles, is testifying to the fact that he was hindered by Satan. We should listen and believe that we must be on guard against the schemes and attacks of the evil one. Today's verse is not the only verse that testifies to the reality of Satan and other demonic entities and their ability to affect Christians. Paul's command to put on the full armor of God in Ephesians makes no sense if we truly believe that the enemy can't affect us. James's instructions to resist the devil so that he will flee from us doesn't make any sense if we are untouchable. The indication is that if we don't put on the armor of God and resist the devil, bad things will happen to even us Christians. The examples of Judas, Christ's betrayer, and John 13:21-30, Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5:1-11, and the Apostle Peter in Matthew 16:23 all show that Satan can affect believers by implanting his thoughts, temptations, condemnations, accusations, and lies into our minds. So I committed today's verse to an index card to point to yet another verse in the Bible that clearly demonstrates the spiritual realities that are unseen but can affect our Christian walk. For a thorough discourse on this spiritual warfare and overcoming the enemy, I would recommend Dr. Neil Anderson's The Bondage Breaker. And if you would like, you could listen to our lessons on his book on the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. So be on guard to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Evaluate the thoughts that run into your mind, and if they don't agree with the Word of God, refute them and with God's truth and your intention to live for Him. The ultimate victory has been won by Christ, but we will need to submit to God and resist the devil as we walk out our purpose in Christ. When we focus on the truth of God's Word and who we are in Christ, the enemy is defeated, and we can overcome life's problems and negative mind states to enjoy the growth of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. So keep walking and talking with God. Enjoy the victories you have won, but keep moving forward in the upward call of Christ to take back more ground from the enemy and claim it for God's kingdom. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's Boundaries, how to set them and how to keep them. Today's section from that resource addresses how to maintain your boundaries. So if you want to learn how to maintain the boundaries you've learned to set up and put in place, just go to mtforchrist.org and look for that resource at the bottom of today's blog post. As always, as I've stated in this message, we recommend people to check out our discipleship classes on the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. We've done a series on the victory over the darkness and on the bondage breaker. And if you'd like, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to get the class materials that we handed out. And if you want, you can fill them out and send them back to me, and I'll send you email and positive feedback to assist you in your walk with Christ. We've also started a class called Freedom in Christ, where I podcast the material from the Freedom in Christ course from Freedom in Christ Ministries. So if you want to start to check that out, we have three of those lessons now available. So. And it's the weekend, so tomorrow Sunday, and many people will be gathering for Bible studies all over the world, and I'm like that too, and we actually podcast our Bible study with the Sincottis. So if you wanted to check out our Bible study and hear our discussion, you can see all the posts that we've done about the Bible study with the Sincottis. So we'll have a new episode out tomorrow. Let's see, is there anything else? Yeah, I want to wish everyone a happy weekend. I'll be visiting my beloved and her family, and I pray for your support as two worlds collide, and you know, we try to we try to bridge the gap that separates us by drawing together. And like I said, I could use your prayers. but the Lord is with us, and where he goes, we can walk in freedom and victory. So, you know, he brought us together, and when God brings together, let no man separate. So let me pray us all into the weekend. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for all you've done in my life, and for bringing all these few people to listen to our podcast where we can give you glory and encourage one another in our walk with you. Lord God, we just pray for all the people listening today. We pray for them to be blessed with revelations from the Holy Spirit to guide them in their faith walk. We also pray for a hedge of protection and blessings around them and their families. We pray for healings to come into their families and God's favor to come into all the people listening today. We pray for healing for Pat Kilmer as she has a health issue, Lord. We pray for her healing in that, and we pray for good reports to come through that. We pray for today's meetings between family and friends of all sorts for those listening today, and we pray for you to bless them and to anoint the fellowship that we have this weekend, and let all our encounters have you in the middle of them, Lord, as we can find peace and joy regardless of circumstances that we may face. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.